Four people have died in the Milwaukee County Jail since April. A baby was the latest. And late last week, the mother filed a claim for $8.5 million in damages. She says she went into labor while in custody, but that staff ignored her pleas for help. Also last week, a court-ordered monitor released a report noting inadequate staffing at the jail. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, the problem is not new.
Back in the late 1990s, a former inmate at the Milwaukee County Jail sued it, alleging overcrowding. The county settled by agreeing to cap the number of inmates at 960 and provide adequate, well-trained medical staff. Now, 15 years later, the jail still isn't compliant when it comes to healthcare staffing, according to Peter Konesny. He's director of litigation for the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee. It, along with the ACLU of Wisconsin, represented the plaintiffs.
Typically, it's not the most desirable place for some people to want to work if they're in the medical profession. So if there's shortages in nursing staffing generally, then it's going to be felt more acutely in the correctional setting.
A few years ago, the county decided to contract with a private company called Armor to ease the shortage. Konesny says in some ways, the jail is in better shape now than when Armor began providing inmates health, dental, and mental care.
One of the most critical issues when Armor contract was being considered was that vacancies in all the key leadership positions in the medical program, medical director, medical administrator, and chief psychiatrist, those positions had all become vacant and seemed to be impossible to find anyone qualified to come and work in the Milwaukee jail.
While Armor brought stabilization to the top, turnover and job vacancies elsewhere remain high. According to the report the court-appointed monitor just released, the jail has a 37% staff vacancy rate. Konesny says the goal is to get that down to what's generally accepted across the country, 10 to 20%. Still, he says, short-staffed or not, the recent death in the Milwaukee jail are troublesome.
How could the person who died in April of dehydration, who apparently had mental illness and was in a punishment area of the jail, which should have been monitored on a half-hour, one-hour rounds of checking on somebody and with a medical observation at least once a day, went through a process of dehydration.
Konesny says, ultimately, Sheriff David Clark is responsible for everything that happens at the jail.
There's a concern with the overall approach to how people are treated in the jail. Having a level of respect and concern for inmates, that has to be a priority.
Attorney Eric Heipt says the Milwaukee County Jail isn't alone when it comes to being understaffed and undertrained, leaving inmates at risk of neglect. Heipt is representing the family of Terrell Thomas, the man who died of dehydration in jail.
Been doing this for a while. My law partner and I currently have 8 jail death cases in 5 different states, and we see this all the time. It's disturbing.
Heipt says while he does plan to sue the county on behalf of the Thomas family, right now he's still investigating the circumstances. A spokesperson for Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley issued a statement saying the deaths are troubling, but the county executive has no authority over operations at the jail. She says the independently elected Sheriff David Clark is the person in control. Costs to the sheriff's department were not returned. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.